problems have been transferred from the purely military side of world tensions towards the economic competition. And there is no doubt that spiritual, intellectual competition will play a major role, and that we have to be aware of the fact that this fight, the fight of the ideas, will go on even, and will have to go on, even if it should be possible, and I wouldn't have anything to say against it, even if it should be possible, to reduce international tensions as far as armaments and the danger of war are concerned.
Would it be true, then, as a political judgment, to say that you take a less rigid view of this matter than Chancellor Adenauer?
Well, I wouldn't compare this. There is no doubt that many changes have taken place in the world in recent years. I have the impression from time to time that Chancellor Adenauer doesn't pay as much attention to these changes that I'm inclined to do, but I would make it quite clear that especially as far as the problem of Berlin is concerned, the importance of Berlin is concerned, and the essential position against communism and the necessity of taking a firm position, there is no difference between the Chancellor and myself.
Mr. Koblenz.
Mayor Brandt, this city of Berlin in which we're sitting is surrounded by 400,000 Russian troops and about 100,000 East German troops. Now, the astonishing proposal has been made on the Western side that we should reduce the strength of our meager garrison of 10 to 11,000 soldiers here as a compromise. Would you oppose a reduction of our American, British, and French garrisons in this city?
I would not in any case ask for it or support any proposals for a reduction of the Allied garrisons. To a certain degree, they are symbolic already now, if we think about serious international developments. I think the basic thing are the Allied rights in Berlin, and I think it would be a good thing if the governments listened to their generals in Berlin and the other people responsible here, because a certain number is necessary in order to take care of certain responsibilities.
In the same connection, you have, in addition to the Western Big Three troops, another 12,500 West Berlin police. Would you like to see that police force strengthened as a means of increasing West Berlin's security?
Well, it's not easy to get young people, you see, to join the police. The special police force we have for special situations. But we are thinking of certain methods in order to increase our internal security, perhaps even by adding some new units to the existing police force.
Mr. Spivak.
Mayor Brandt, there's been, as you know, considerable talk about an interim agreement to reduce tensions over the Berlin issue. Could any interim agreement prove satisfactory to you?
I do not like the word interim agreement. It gives the impression of a period of grace. It doesn't give the feeling of stability. What I believe in would be, based upon certain preconditions, as I said, Allied rights, rights of the Berliners, connection with the Federal Republic, certain additional agreements, arrangements. I don't know if it is possible, but I think one could try. For example, to work out the details for access and communications better than they have been worked out before.
Mr. Mayor, do you foresee any possibility in the future that a West Germany dissatisfied with its Western allies might one day turn towards the Soviet Union?
No, sir. I'm convinced that this people, after the experience they have made, have come to the conclusion that our way has to be the way of the Western community. This does not exclude the necessity also to developing an Eastern policy, but not separated from the West.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry I'm going to have to interrupt. I see our time is up. Thank you very much, Mayor Brandt, for being with us.
Monitor's thanks to Willy Brandt, Mayor of West Berlin, and the members of the panel for a stimulating and enlightening half hour. The panelists were Gaston Koblenz of the New York Herald Tribune, Marquis Childs of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, John Rich of NBC News, and Lawrence Spivak, producer of Meet the Press. As usual here at this point in our program, a personal word. What is your guess as to the number of forest fires that burned in America last year? 100? 500? 1,000? Well, guess again.